Hello everybody, this is Victoria, and today we are going to be talking again with Anish, and the discussion that we're talking about today is what happens to us when we die. This is the part two of the series about soul catching and how it actually works in the universe. I think you'll find this discussion very interesting, so I want to welcome Anish to our discussion today. Good afternoon, Anish.
I wish to say, first of all, hello to everyone again. Thank you for listening. Today, I want to talk with Victoria about an event that takes place on this planet. Your planet is referred to as a prison planet. I know the term has been glamorized by certain people in the media, but I'm here to tell you that it is an apt description. Unfortunately, you have all been lied to about religion. Its main purpose is to prevent humanity from rising to a high enough vibrational state to where they can see through the obfuscation and lies. If you recall the movie They Live, it required a special pair of sunglasses to see through the alien deception. Well, this movie is extremely true. There are many different facets that take place within the visual spectrum. Unfortunately, humans can only see a very narrow band. There are many things coexisting on this planet with you, and they do so because they feed off of the misery and the duality of man, which is to wish to kill each other, but then to also establish peace. It is done this way on purpose because the beings that feed off of the negative energy between war and death and, you know, left versus right, and it's a constant struggle. The energy that is generated, the negative energy, is literally food for these beings. And you are all part of a great, great conspiracy to keep your soul restricted to this area so that you are reborn again and again, but you do not get to keep your memories. Unlike the alien beings who have been alive for thousands of years, and even when they do occasionally pass on to another dimension, they retain all of their memories that have happened.
You know, yesterday, David Rockefeller passed away, and it just so happened to coincide with the beginning of the spring equinox. So, is there a comparison there? What happened to him?
Absolutely, absolutely, Victoria. These beings are aligned. The Rothschilds take their orders from many of the alien races that dwell deep within the Earth. That is another show, and I'm sure we'll have another one, or perhaps one of the other beings that Michael channels or that you speak to can talk on this. But the main purpose for what the Rothschilds are doing is to usher in the terraforming that is taking place on your planet. If you doubt this, look up. You will see constant chemtrails that are being sprayed. This is not only to conceal the events that are taking place around the sun, but they are to prevent you from maintaining and holding deeper understanding. You see, at the lowest vibrational rates, when there's violence and death and fear and anxiety, well, of course, now you know why they steal children. This is the purest of that energy.
Yes.
Yes. So that's why you have all these reptilians involved in pedophilia and other things to that nature. They actually consume children's flesh. But this is all part of the plan, you see. And you're probably going to find this absolutely insane when I say it, but it is completely true and is absolutely provable if you take the time to research it. And that is that the Earth is designed to filter and capture all of the souls when people pass away, and you pass through a gigantic machine of sorts that is a dimensional rift machine that functions from the moon and is the main purpose of the moon. You all are aware, of course, that the moon is far too big to be a natural satellite of the Earth. It is very much akin to a large spaceship of sorts, almost like your Star Wars, the Death Star, right? But instead of shooting energy to destroy a planet, it bathes the entire Earth in this energy that draws souls when they die through this machine that strips them of their memories and then redeposits them back upon the Earth, and you will be reborn somewhere again on the earth, but you will be devoid of any of your memories. This is done so you can be kept in perpetual war, perpetual death, perpetual fighting and infighting, because this negative energy is what these beings feed upon. So they created what I like to call a soul catcher.
You know, that's really interesting about the whole soul catcher thing, because it makes sense as to why people can never, you know, why they say to you, oh no, you only get to live 70, 80 years and then you die, and your soul goes to heaven if you've been good, or it goes to hell if you've been bad. I'm here to tell you that doesn't happen. And the whole reason they say that is so that you feel good about dying. But what I'm understanding is that the reason why people keep coming back is because they can't get out of this loop. Is that true, that we're stuck in it?
You are not only stuck in this loop, you were imprisoned on purpose, for the sole purpose to live. And just as you're about at the correct age where you will start to have wisdom and the ability to question and the ability to think and change and reason, oh no, 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 you're not going to be allowed to retain that information, because when you die, you simply transpose yourself, pass through the soul catcher that is stationed inside of the moon. And let me tell you, people, there are multiple races that dwell upon the moon, including there are humans there as well too. But that's, again, a day, perhaps another day we will discuss this. But Victoria, it is important that the people listening understand that you are in a perpetual loop, because you are part of an energy conduit that feeds these beings. You are nothing more than cattle. And sure, you're allowed to live, and what you do, all the money that you make is taken from you and given to other wealthy beings, many of which are the head of their own consciousness, that direct different things that take place. For example, the Rothschilds are part of one singularity, of one consciousness, that is used to control a majority of the people on the earth. They don't want you to live long lives. They want you to be born, work your ass off, give all of your vitality and your abilities to maintaining their energy loop upon which they feed upon you. It is like mass production of food. Think of it as being a chicken inside of one of these large farms. You are born, you are forced onto the conveyor belts. All you do is lay eggs all day. And then as you die, your body is harvested, and then you come back and do it all over again. Isn't that a wonderful life?
Yeah, well, that's completely different than what religion tells everybody. And why I think that when, you know, the Bible speaks of this great awakening that will happen at the end of the times. And we know with Nibiru coming and the events that are now occurring on our earth, that some of this prophecy, these actual beings bring into fruition. They actually bring prophecy to the head. But I also know that for a lot of people, like this morning, I put something on the page, the Facebook page, about an old book that turned up and said that Jesus was not the Son of God. He was a prophet, but he was a man. And straight away people are like, oh, that's crap. You know, that's not true. Because we have been so indoctrinated to believe that it actually existed when it never did, that it's so hard for people to fathom.
Well, Victoria, what I want to say to people that do believe in a grand creator, that much is true. There is a prime mover of the universe. Yes. And it is Almighty God, as you somewhat perceive this being to be. The being is neither male nor female. It is one of the most powerful energy movers in the multiverse. And this being controls multiple dimensions upon which you were created as one of his worker bees. The whole purpose is for you to go through a series of lives that you choose to experience different dimensional kind of experiences, so that you learn from these and eventually grow into something magnificent that goes on to help with the final dynasty of things. You see, the Grand Creator envisions a multiverse of beings that for the majority are good and righteous beings that serve goodness and kindness. And these are the things that you can believe in because people, the religion that you understand on planet Earth, all the different versions of it, each one of them in and of itself is a lie and was created to keep you locked in that energy level. Now, of course, not all religions will make you do bad things. In fact, for the most part, as an example, Christianity has many wonderful tenets to it. And for people to be involved in it is not necessarily a bad thing. But what all religion does is it forces you to focus your mental and your spiritual abilities in a very low frequency. And you're locked in that frequency because you are given certain thoughts that you cannot exceed or that you cannot rewrite. These thoughts lock your mind into the lower frequencies. If the entire Earth was capable, all its beings on the surface of the Earth at least, which by the way is not even 1/20th of what exists, underneath your feet are vast cities and oceans and entire races and beings that dwell deep underneath the Earth and have for millions of years, but that's another story which I'm sure I will be asked to come back and speak about. But my main point is this. These beings have devised both religion and politics to keep you locked into this perpetual suffering. The perpetual suffering feeds them and is their renewable energy source. So you live long enough to provide to the energy pool. I mean, even the shapes of your cities are like circuit boards that generate energy. Each car and each being is like an electron that flows deep within the city. The beings that dwell in the deepest part of the city simply draw the energy, the misery, and the suffering inside. Oh, you will never have peace on this planet, because it was never designed to be peace for long. But yet, I tell you, there the Great Awakening is coming, where people all across this planet, and even aliens, are going to come together to free all of you. You have been prisoners for millions of years. You have all lived life after life, but you see, because you cannot keep your memory and it's stripped from you, they use you as an energy source and keep repeating this process. This is why they created all of these lies, to keep you locked into this prison planet.
You know, when you talk about it in that way, it makes perfect sense to me, who was raised as a Jehovah's Witness and who was put into what I now consider a cult type of religion. And the only thing I ever had was what I was taught. And I was absolutely in fear most of my life to leave that, because if I did, you know, it would mean my soul would be damned and all of the lies that goes with religion. And here we see that the whole purpose of this, the whole time, it was so the reptilians could use us as a food and energy source, and it was for their pleasure. So I'm going to say this to you guys. Stop giving them your energy. Stop believing the lies and come out from the darkness and walk into the light.
And I want to say this to all of you. I know how seductive religion and politics can be, especially religion. Most of you are very good people. You have good hearts and you want to do good things. But you see, they seduce you with that and say that, you know, you'll be serving God and you'll be doing all these good things. And religion is so wonderful. You'll be part of the gang. You'll be part of the crew. You'll be part of us. You can work with us and we can make changes for the better. But I will tell you this. Look around you. What has religion accomplished in the thousands of years that it's been here? Death, destruction, rebirth, death, destruction, rebirth. This is a process. But yet, you see, the universe, the tide is changing, and millions are beginning to awaken, some of which are because of things like this that Victoria puts out, because she has known the truth for many years. And she has also been on the other side. She has been involved in the deepest, darkest recesses of religion. Now, when we talk about evil religion, for example, Satanism is an example, All of this is actually based on deeper and older faiths and religions that have existed in the universe for millions of years, and that is to draw energy from dark demonic beings. You see, religion has actually been figured out by a lot of us that have been around for a long time, and we now know exactly what it is. It is almost identical to believing that someone that has a degree of mental illness could never be healed or fixed, that they are forever crazy. Well, you see, we understand religion to be insane. We look at religion, the aliens look at religion, as the one thing that is keeping humanity pinned down. Because if you didn't all believe different versions of what God is, what it should be, what it must be, and if you hadn't had this indoctrinated and ground into you since the day you were born, all of you would learn to naturally connect together through the use of not only meditation, but of course deeper types of focus using your pineal gland. But no, you see, you live in a world where everything suppresses your ability to connect spiritually. You are bathed in Wi-Fi. You are constantly surrounded by microwaves from other experiments that are going on. You are bathed by the energy that encirculates the entire planet that is projected from the moon, which keeps you imprisoned and in a lower vibrational state. The only way to break out of this is to come to these realizations yourself and connect with other like-minded people that are avoiding civilization, avoiding a lot of the toxic foods and toxins. For example, toothpaste has finally become known to everyone its main purpose. Fluoride, I'm sure you've heard it talked about before. It is one of the many poisons in your society, and it is used to dumb you down and prevent you from connecting spiritually or moving to a higher vibrational state. You see, the higher the vibrational state that humanity moves to, the world itself will change before your very eyes. But you see, you're kept in a low vibrational state, so you cannot see these things. Yet those of us above this can see not only the dimensional rifts that are there. Are you aware that there are dozens of portals around this planet that lead to other planets? Are you aware that there are approximately 10 million beings that dwell underneath your feet? And of course, you're probably wondering why all the elites are building all of these bunkers. Well, it's very natural for them. That's where they came from. They came from underneath the ground. The reptilians have been running things for millions of years.
Yeah, see, that makes perfect sense to me why the elites and politicians are building bunkers on their own properties. It's because they know themselves, they're all probably hybrids, and so they know what's coming, they know about Nibiru, and there is no way that our government doesn't know about it, because from what you've told me, the Hubble telescope was built to study Nibiru, and that was in Reagan's era, so they know. They're just lying to us, people. They're lying to us.
Not only do you have this problem, but you have thousands of different clones running around the planet that at any time can pretend or shapeshift to pretend to be another being. You have dozens of them that actually take on the appearance of people that have lived before, or that have lived for a long, long time and have simply faked their own death and moved on to another body or another life. Not only do they have this, but as you begin to unlock your DNA, humanity will be able to do the same thing. They don't want you to understand all of the dimensions of your DNA. Many of the aliens that I know and associate with have been warning humanity for many years in crop circles. I'm talking real crop circles, not someone out in the field with a stick and a board, but actually the ones that are done in just a few moments that are etched by a special kind of laser, you see. But we place these upon these farms because this is the essence of life.
Yeah.
Food is the essence of life. Your food is being poisoned. Your water is being poisoned. Your air is being poisoned. Your mind is being poisoned. All to reduce your lifespan so that you continue to be caught in a perpetual misery of birth, short life suffering, death. Because they harvest energy all the time from this. All of your cities are laid out for this purpose, and the entire planet itself is also bathed in this energy, which allows them to draw and feed off of this.
Yeah. See, when I went to see Michael Tellinger a couple of years ago, and he pulls out this photograph of a city laid out like a circuit board, and then he shows us the opposite picture of a circuit board, it is incredible to see how everything is laid out through energy levels.
I think it is very important for all of you to follow the readings of people like Michael Tellinger, who understands perfectly the true history of humanity. Yeah. I do recall from some of what I've seen that there are over 800,000 mining spots that have been located. But of course, you actually have to go into these studies to find this out, because this information has been suppressed. The main purpose that humans were allowed to be bred in the first place was to work for us, to dig the true versions of the minerals that we needed, the actual zero point, so to speak. We call it the zero point gold, which is an interesting title that requires explanation another time. But you see, gold powers many things, especially the gold in the deepest part of these mines in Africa, a great place that we found so much there. But this was the inception of humanity. You were here as slaves. But then there was division amongst our people, and some of us said, you know, they're very much like us. They've become very much like us. They deserve a right to live. And of course, the other beings that were here said, no, you brought them here to mine, and if you're going to leave them here, we're going to enslave them as well. So you see, the reptilians sort of picked up the shovel after we put it down.
Yeah, well, they didn't do they took the shovel all right, and then bashed us over the head with it. I don't know about anybody else here, but personally, if you know that your religion is a lie, and you know that your politics is a lie, then isn't it time to start looking towards the future of humanity in a different perspective? I mean, there are others of us out there. I know that there are numerous people out there who are not just hybrids for reptilians, but there are humans who are hybrids for other species, just like me.
There are about 5% of your population, Victoria, that have actually decided to inject themselves into the system so that they could help bring it down. You see, in the galactic universe, everything is viewed as being fair and to a degree balanced between not only species like yours, but a multitudinous of species that dwell across the universe. We are governed by laws, we are governed by trade, and we are governed by an absolute understanding that if the laws are violated, that particular race will be severely punished. Now, the reptilians have been very bad for very long. They know they have nothing to lose. So they wish to destroy most, if not all, of humanity, and save some of you to be reseeded after the Earth is wiped clean. They simply believe that they will withdraw into the Earth, destroy the surface of the Earth, or most of it, when they believe most of it will happen anyhow, when Nibiru comes by, right? But if you're 100 miles underground, you have a pretty damn good chance of surviving, maybe feeling some earthquakes, and that's about it. But the main understanding that all of humanity must have comes down to this singular thought. You must break away from religion. You must break away from politics. And you must break away from the ability not to be empathetic to other people. It is your desire to live in tribes and organizations and groups and left versus right, up versus down. This is what's destroying humanity. You cannot come together. And that's why a small number of these elites can rule over all of you. And you will continue in the cycle of death and being reborn with no memory, which to our people is a travesty. When we are reborn, so to speak, or we awaken in another dimension, or we take on another form, because you have that choice when you die, the Grand Creator gives it to you. Yes, you see that. But you must go within yourself. Don't believe what you've heard about going down through the tunnel of light and that you will be reunited with your loved ones. This is all a lie. You will be stripped of all of your memories of being alive on this planet, and then you will be sent back to this planet to be reborn. You will not necessarily have a choice like you should, although some do, depending on their stature and who they are, and if they injected themselves. You see, you're part of the original cast of humans. There was approximately 2.5 million of you. Over the years, you've bred and many more have been made. If you recall your Georgia Guidestones that appeared in, was it the 80s? Mm. Right after all of these people and beings started plotting as to restoring you back to a controllable number of slaves, which would be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 500,000. That's about the number that was had before, but they were allowed to breed and ended up with 3 times that number. And then more were bred, and then there were divergencies. And all of this was factored in to be used as products to be traded. A percentage of these slaves were to be given to different races that could be used to then seed the universe. You see, humans have tremendous power. You have the ability to focus your energy and manifest things. You have an imagination. There are races, as you may find this shocking, that cannot truly perceive what these things are. They understand them, they know about them, but they don't practice them. It's sort of like putting gills on a human being. You wouldn't know what to do with them. But you understand that a fish has gills, and a fish swims and breathes using its gills because that's who it is. And if you want to swim in the ocean, you need to be a fish. Well, if you want to live on this planet, it is your body that interacts with this. It was a perfect design for living on the surface. That's why you were made this way. We created you. I'm sorry that we are an extension of the Creator, so yes, in a sense, God did make you. But it's not any of the versions of God that you're reading about in any of the literature that you have, which is beautiful. Many of these teachings, by the way, are taken from many different alien species and races, and a lot of the stories that you read in the Bible are somewhat true because they were taken originally from the Sumerian tablets, which are fairly accurate, although Sijin's interpretation of it, so-so. He worked with the NWO as well.
Yeah, well, that makes sense too, because there are things in that, in some of his work that I don't understand, that just kind of, it falls short of what he's trying to tell people. But it's a good start for an understanding for somebody who's not, who doesn't know anything about this, and they're trying to decipher the truth in religion. These are good books to start with. But also, there is information out there, people. There are so many speaking about this now, and there are people who are actually putting out videos knowing full well that they're probably going to be caught and put to death if it ever comes out. But they do it anyway because they're trying to help you. They're trying to make you see that what you've been taught and what we on Earth have all known for so long has been lies. So if it's not working, this is something that I always say to people, well, if your current situation's not working for you, and a situation's not changing for you, then you should be changing it. And that's what we need to do right here on Earth right now. We need to come together and say, we're not going to do this anymore, you're not going to control us anymore, we know who you are.
And as a final bit, something positive. I know a lot of this seems very negative, and many people do not know of these things. I mean, think about it. Your body, inside of your heart, don't you know that you are going to live forever? But you see, the lie has been shifted from you being able to live forever now in the form that you are and simply make changes to your body if you choose. Or you can believe in this false religious narrative that says when you die you're going to go to heaven and life is going to be grand and you'll have all these virgins and all these other wonderful things. No, when you die, your body is absorbed, your soul passes through your body and is drawn into this soul catcher that is very powerful and very ancient. You know, your moon is very easily determined. If anyone would take the time to look and listen, you could clearly see that the moon cannot exist in any other form other than what it is. It is a gigantic hollow very much like the Earth, which also is somewhat hollow. Then plus the diagrams that you've been given about the moon are not true. The images that you see, some of them are protected, there is shielding that is used that prevents you from seeing certain things. And if you look at the right time, you can actually see energy shifts flowing across the surface of the moon. I dare anyone to take a telescope and go out for the next several weeks at night and watch the moon for at least an hour. You will see some strange things. But that is besides the point. That's where the machinery is, the ancient alien technology that harvests the souls from the Earth, because there is an energy field around the entire planet, absorbs them through the machinery, so to speak, dimensional machinery. And then there are beings there that govern this. This is where a lot of your legends came from, of Hell and Hades, you know, the glimpses of all these shadowy figures in huge lines waiting to be judged. Well, there is some truth to that, but primarily for the true keepers of this energy, people that have been chosen to return to this planet, and their DNA will be triggered at a certain age, be it 6 or 13 or 22. These are numbers where a lot of this energy begins to unlock, and you have the ability, if you focus, you can begin to regain some of your past memories, but it is initially stripped from you. But it cannot be stripped from the DNA line that you manifest into. And I believe, Hedda, I will say this. You must understand one final thing. When you are focusing your energy, you must focus it on an end result. And if you continue to focus on end results, things will begin to manifest in your life. If you're constantly worried, then sometimes things go bad. But if you can turn that around and focus on things that you want, and focus and believe in those changes can occur. And we'll talk more about that in another episode.
Yes, thank you so much. I always enjoy our conversations. And I want to say thank you for the time and the energy that you've put into helping others hear some of this. I know it's mind-blowing, but it's necessary if we as a species are to rise above it all.
I must say one final thing. I am, of course, limited by this body that I'm in. There are many things I cannot do in this third dimension. In the fourth and fifth dimensions, energy flows freely, and one can manifest energy, and it will simply happen. One of the ways that you can truly become better at this is to focus your energy external of your body and see the fourth dimension. See kind of a dark, shadowy place and cast your thinking into that, and then see a bright pulse of light. Focusing with that energy will allow things to manifest more clearly in your life, including understanding and unlocking some of the deepest of your genetics through your DNA. You see, all of your DNA has been suppressed because essentially you would become very much like the children of Anur. But that is not going to happen because you have all of these suppressions and you've lost an entire chain of your DNA. But you see, these things can be restored to you. And this is part of what the aliens who are about to appear on your planet are going to discuss with your leaders, although most of your leaders have already sold you out, and many of them are trying to book passage off this planet before Nibiru came and does what it normally does. I'm sorry, before it comes. I'm still working on the vernacular a bit. It's a bit shifty when I channel through this being.
Yes, well, we do with what we have. Thank you again so much, Anish, and we will talk to you guys in a few days. Be good and stay alert, okay?